Church, you better not be in a great big hurry sometimes, because you'll walk right by the blessing and you'll miss the very move of God that tries to come by and manifest itself abundantly. Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. You know, sometimes we'll miss just what God's trying to do right then because we're so worried about moving on. Hallelujah, don't move on just yet. Oh, would you be willing and submit to the anointing and the Spirit of God? Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I know there are those that are tired. Lord, there are those that are aching in this place. I feel it by the witness of the Spirit. And I pray, God, that your anointing will pour down over them, that God, your Spirit would come alive. Lord, for those that are sick in the hospital right now, that were standing in the gap for, I pray, God, that your healing power go forth. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I praise you, God. Greater are you than any pain. Greater are you than any cold. Greater are you than any virus. Greater are you than any disease. Greater are you than any cancer. Greater are you than anything that would interfere with the blood. God, I praise you. Oh, the Lord's wanting to speak to some of us weary in our workplace. And God's speaking to you right now and saying, I'm with you. Oh, would you just lift your hand if that's for you tonight? Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you would remind them the very moment they step foot into the place of their occupation, that you remind them that your anointing goes forth with them, and God, that you can lead them in their every word, in their every action, and God, that you'll give strength when they put on too much for us to carry. I know, God, that you'll lift us up out of this, for Lord, our jobs are not what we do full time, but Lord, help us to serve you, help us to come through all the trials that we've... Oh, thank you, Lord. If you want to read with us, it's in the 37th chapter of the book of Genesis, the 5th verse. And I'll give you a minute to get there. But God had just been laying on my heart lately about Joseph. And we've heard it preached very often about how he was a dreamer and how he had a vision. And tonight I'm faithful to believe in those things that are not as though they are. So I guess you could say that I have a dream, that I'm looking for something to come to pass. Oh, I'm looking forward to the next blessing. But while I'm in the persecution, I'm going to praise him. While I'm suffering, I'm going to praise him. While it feels so hard and the load so heavy, I'm going to praise him. Oh, I feel the Lord tonight. While it feels so hard and heavy, I'm going to praise him. Oh, somebody help me tonight. Oh, nobody understands what I'm going through. I'm going to praise him. Oh, when nobody gets it, church, we're going to praise him anyway. Oh, somebody got a valley praise deep down in their spirit tonight. You've been down in the valley. Hallelujah. I'm walking right down there with you tonight and saying, let's give God a valley praise. Let's give God a valley praise. Oh, we're on our way out of this, and we're not going to stay here forever, but we're coming on out, and we're coming on through, and we're coming. Somebody say that tonight. I'm coming on out, and I'm coming on through. I'm coming on out. Somebody needs this tonight. I'm coming on out, and I'm coming on through. I'm not delivering this message on top of the mountain, church. I don't have a great big shout and a run. I don't have any tricks or gimmicks to throw before you, but I just tell you that when it's hard and you feel so heavy, that there's still a way out of it. Through and by the manifest grace of God, a praise will begin to rise up in you. Joseph was highly favored by his father Jacob. Highly favored. He loved him. He had many sons, but there was one that stood out amongst the rest. And how many of us know that that favor just wasn't a preference, but it was the favor of God? He was highly favored from the very beginning. And I don't want to bore you with reading all this. You can go home and read it. But I just want to get to where we're going to read at. He starts out being highly favored by his father. And it begins with talking about him having a dream. The dream didn't mean anything until he opened up and spoke it to somebody. Oh, we need to get a hold of this. The song that you have doesn't mean anything until you sing it. That prophetic word that's bubbling up in your spirit is not going to help anybody unless you offer it. That word of God that's burning in some of your hearts in this place will not touch a life until you open up and speak it. He started out highly favored. But how many of us know he didn't stay in a place where it was easy to be highly favored? He started out with a very innocent offering, as we oftentimes do, but then began to run into persecution by his brethren. And God laid a very unique thought in my heart about this. He's been teaching me to share with you what he's taught me. When I was looking for somebody to be able to understand my life and what I was going through, even when I felt like I got all the words out right to somebody, I still just didn't feel like that they were understanding where I was at. It was ineffective. Everything that I was trying to talk about didn't make a difference. I couldn't feel any closure. I didn't feel anything at peace in my heart. And God was dealing with me about things that I need to be doing, things I need to be offering to him. Because when he faced that persecution with his brethren, he didn't lose his favor. He didn't lose his favor. He didn't lose the hand of God that was on him. And I praise God to know that when everybody stops listening, and it's just you and God and what you're facing, that you're still highly favored of him and that God is with you. Somebody can praise God for that. I feel a peace of God in here. God is with you. Hear this tonight. God is with you in what's going on. His brothers were envious of him. But see past the jealousy at face value and know that they were bitter to the favor of God that was upon him. No doubt they grew up together, and I'm sure that bitterness did not begin to come up until the favor of God began to spring out of his life. God wanted me to speak to some of us that's in the callings and the gifts, that even in when you're sincere and you offer something innocent before God, there will be things that try to come and destroy what God has placed in you that brings favor in your life. You'll offer a word, you'll preach one night, and you'll feel in your heart it was good at the time, and old devil will try to hit you up on Monday and talk to you how about all these things you shouldn't have said. Or somebody will call you and tell what somebody, a friend, somebody, if somebody's uncle's cousin said that they didn't like that you said. He'll come any way that he can to get into your life. But how many of us know that regardless of the persecution, whether you're sitting down in the pit and try to be sold away from everything that you've known, that the favor of God is still there? Oh, I thank you, Lord. So many of us get shut down at the first sign of difficulty that we don't ever get to the blessing. I want to remind us tonight that if you're highly favored, that God will bless you. But there's some steps. Somebody say some steps. Some steps that we've got to walk through. God wants to see just what you're made of. He wants to see the very fiber of your character. And he wants to see that when it gets rough, are you going to cling to the altar of God? Or are you going to fall away and say that I cannot do this? And so many of us have fallen away. of the rough side of this mountain. In the climb of the journey. Somebody been here with me before. Offered something before God. God blessed you. Try to come back and do it again. And it seems harder because you're facing the persecution of the enemy. But here's our reassurance. In the pit, God was there. In the pit, God was there. And he brought him out of that pit. And as if being sold away to be a slave would have been enough, God's favor shone again. Potiphar raised him up. Potiphar saw favor in Joseph. But how many of us know it's not because of what he looked like? How many of us know it's not because of how he could sing or how he could deliver the word of God? Joseph didn't share a single dream with this man, but still had something that he found in him. Let me tell you something. When you walk in with God and you push on through all these little bumps in the road, instead of giving up back there, no matter where you'll be placed at, you will find blessings and high favor, because the first step that you're going to have to walk through is to know that there's suffering in this life with God. It will be hard. You will hurt. It will be bad. People will come against you and you'll be by yourself. But God is still there. God is still there. He never left you when you were highly favored in the beginning. He never left you when you were down in the pit. And he'll raise you up and put you in a place of position. So he was sold away to Potiphar. Potiphar put him in high position. And here comes a test of temptation to Joseph. Potiphar's wife had decided that she was going to attempt to tempt him to sleep with her. And he wasn't going for it. Now, I didn't know I was going to go here, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it anyway. Church, I want to ask us where our integrity is for what we believe. What is the very core of you that when you begin to feel God, that you just don't begin to stand up and give him reverence? Hallelujah. We're missing so much praise, and we're missing so many times that we could come together greater than we do. Hallelujah. But listen to me tonight. Oh, hallelujah. The enemy will begin to speak to each one of us and tempt us to fall away from unity in the church. And God's wanting to try to bring this to a place where we are of one mind. Hallelujah. It's not hard to agree that we want God to bless, but if we have to set our mind to it, therein lies the battle. Therein lies the enemy's chance to try to tempt. But where is it in us tonight that's going to stand up and say that we do not believe that a man can lie with a man? Where is our integrity to say that we're not going to give in to the sounds and music of this world? Where is our integrity and honor to say that we believe in a very holy life separated from the world? And if we were a whole lot more separate, we'd be a whole lot more blessed. Woo! If you want to wear the coat of favor and the coat of honor, you've got to be separate from all your brethren. You've got to be separate from their opinions. You've got to be out of the clique and let God lead and guide you. There's a difference in the friend in the world and a friend in the Lord. There's a difference. A friend in the Lord that God puts in your life will be somebody that you sow into and give life to. A friend of this world will only feed you things of the world. So I want you to be careful. If you have people that you're praying for, don't let your friendship be ruled by opinion. And what do you think about this? Because the temptation for Joseph wasn't so much a sexual temptation as we read, but it was really to test if he was willing to drop his favor, to let go of where God had placed him. And I don't know about you, but it's hard to hold the dream when you're being tempted. And it's hard to continue when everything presents itself as so easy to just throw it away. But our walk with God is too important to throw it away. What he's done, it's been too great. for me to give in to any little temptation. Don't let the devil rock you to sleep tonight. God is trying to lay on that favor. And it's going to come through walking in suffering. And it's going to come through overcoming temptation. There's going to have to be some times that we turn off what we watch, turn down what we hear, and walk away from conversations that's trying to afflict our life. Now, you may think that you're strong enough to endure this, but if Joseph had to turn something away, you're going to have to give something up. Chances are, if there's things in your life that we're not giving up, or you never feel like you give up anything, then we're missing the mark. And God is trying to work on us to be able to recognize our conversation, recognize when we're speaking life and death in. I heard this in a song a little while back. What are you doing when nobody else is watching? God's looking for a pure bride. What are we doing when push comes to shove? Are we giving up? Are we laying down to the ease of temptation? Are we giving up when it's the hardest? But Joseph didn't give up. In church, you don't have to either. You don't have to say that I'm done with this. You don't have to listen to the enemy. Cut it off at the very source when it tries to enter into your mind. Realize tonight that God wants to do a work in your life. So he turns down this temptation, is falsely accused and prosecuted guilty. But he didn't do anything. And he had people along the way that tried to tempt him in his weariness when he was in prison. No doubt the place that Potiphar had put him in was terrible. He didn't just pick him somewhere that had 3 square meals a day, TV, and a place to lay down. But even in the prison, even in prison, in the darkest, hardest place that he was tied down. Oh, man. When he was tied down, the Bible says that God was with him. Amen. You may feel tied down by people, and you may feel tied down by your job. You may feel tied down in your obedience to God, but I want you to know that no matter what it is that you're going through, that God is still with you. There's still a voice that's inside of you. There's still hope that's inside of you. Don't think for a second that you're bound tonight and can't praise God. If you took a moment and offered yourself even right now, I believe with all that's in me that God would surely bless you. If you just lifted up your hand and say, God, I'm ready, and I offer, and I need you, and God, I come, and I'm willing to lay down temptations, and I'm willing to lay down this suffering to trust in you. God will surely bless your life. Now, I've been going to church just a little while, and there's some of us more senior to me that's been going for a long time. Now, go ahead and somebody tell me of a service that you ever found where everybody came in, hands raised, everybody came in, I'm talking everybody. Everybody came in shouting, everybody came in praising the Lord. Chances are it would be few and far between, if not at all. When you consider this thought, remember that everybody that comes in is not able to praise Him. And there are people that are in trouble, and people are looking for help. Looking for help. Looking for help. Somebody say, looking for help. And I know that if we took up a love offering for everybody that was in need of a financial blessing, that we'd eventually run out of what we could give. And if people needed encouragement all the time, we'd probably fall short in being able to keep them up all the time. But as a body of Christ tonight and those that know God, it's important to remember that God is with you. when you realize this revelation and it opens up to you, your prayer life, church, is going to begin to rip down strongholds. Because you're not going to be fighting about who you are, but you already know who you are. And you already know the power that's in the depths of your heart. And you won't have to fight that old devil to attempt to establish your calling. You know you're called. You won't have to try to fight if you have the ability to praise Him. You have the praises in there. It's ready to come forth. But there's going to be a little bit of suffering that we've got to endure for the praise to even have any value. Hallelujah. When we just come in and shout it up, sometimes it's not going to bless anybody because we're not opening up the trials of our life and letting people see that we're going through real things. But if you show people that God is with you, they are drawn to God. They're drawn to God. Not only was Joseph in prison, but listen to this. He was appointed to be able to even run things inside of a prison. Uh-oh. That means, church, when we're suffering and the enemy is raging, that by the Holy Ghost, you will be able to find order in chaos. You'll be able to have favor in darkness, and you'll bring to order everything the devil is trying to work against you. I never read this like this before, but I realized that God in my prison, I can still have order. And God in my personal life, I can still overcome, because when those would come against me, your favor is greater in me. I realize that you're with me, and there's nothing that could come against what God wants to do. He was brought out of prison. And as we know, he goes on to even bless those that persecuted him. But what I want to bring out to you tonight, as we come to a close, he didn't have any family for comfort. Didn't have anybody. And some of us may feel like that we don't have anybody. And God put this message on my heart for you. May not feel like we got anybody. But I want to remind us something. That a person with good in their heart is going to do good wherever they roam. Somebody that has the anointing of God in them, you're going to work in the anointing in church, and it's going to be what pours out of you in your job. So if you're quenching the anointing, don't be surprised when the suffering is greater. I know that's hard, but we've got to line up to this if we're going to survive every little bump in the road. If you feel the anointing great here when you pray, that same anointing is for you in your home. It's for you in your home. And you may have people that's raging all about you in your house, but I want you to know that even when you go home tonight, that same anointing is there to bring sanctification to every trick of the devil. Oh, I used to listen to that for so long, and I'm so glad that I finally overcame, and I realized that every time there's suffering, that is my chance to open up and let God's favor show. People used to say things to me that questioned my character and my integrity, but I realized that whether they questioned me or not, that I still have God. And there may be people that don't promote your ministry and don't encourage you all the time, but I want you to realize this, that through that suffering, it is your greatest opportunity for somebody to see the anointing of God moving in your life. Your family members may be giving you the worst of troubles, but that is your opportunity to let God shine. Don't miss the chance to witness. It's not going to always be on top of the mountain when you're going to get to walk the streets and say, come to Christ. But hear me tonight. You may be broke down, and you may be at your last mile in here, and I don't want you to go out without knowing that you have help. You may feel like that you're in that prison just locked up in life. God is with you. Oh, you might hear the sound of the chains or the sound of the whispers of the enemy. But I want somebody to know in this place, I feel the authority of God. I want you to know in this place tonight that God is with you. And if He sets you free, that you're free. The devil has no dominion where God has made you free. The devil has no dominion where God has made the way. Hallelujah. Don't go back. Oh, to the prison and don't dwell in the pit, but let God bring you out through suffering and through temptations that you may be blessed. He had to overcome saying no to be able to receive. Hear that tonight. He had to overcome saying no to temptation to receive. If we're failing in our temptations all the time, and then we're praying for the blessings of God to come, we're tossed to and fro in that kind of lifestyle. We can't be always giving in and miss the favor of God. You've got to understand something. There's got to be some suffering that you put in God's hands. Got to be some time in your life, during your week, when you let God bring you through by knowing that He's there. There's got to be a moment of faith. I've preached this before. There's got to be a moment of faith that stands out. That says, though I may be ill, I feel the Lord. Though I may be sick, God, You're my healer. There has got to be moments in your life where you're speaking something other than, I don't think I can, or I don't know if I should, or if I don't know if I'm going to make it. I want to read this last part to you. Genesis 39 verse 19 says, and it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which he spake after them, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph, master, took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. This was the best of the worst. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. When you have the favor of God, you will find your blessing. Walking in the favor of God means you're willing to suffer and say no when you're tempted in weakness. And tonight, this last thought I'll share with you, let us not forget through Joseph to look unto Jesus, who suffered being tempted yet without sin, who was slandered and persecuted and imprisoned, but without cause, who by the cross ascended to the throne. And if I had a prayer tonight to leave with you as we go out for another week of witnessing and being on fire for God, is that the Lord would enable us to follow the path of suffering. When you begin to feel the weakness, the door is opening for your opportunity. And God's looking for what you're going to do. He even called out to Adam. Said, Adam, where are you? And He's going to call to your life. To each one in this place. When you're in a moment of weakness, listen, God is looking at you. In a moment of weakness, say that with me. In a moment of weakness, God is looking at me. He sees your life. Listen, when you're walking in the favor of God, you don't have to prove anything to anybody. I don't read anywhere in the Bible where Joseph was saying, well, I had a dream, and I had this nice coat that was put on me, and I was distinguished, and people loved me. You're not going to have to tell anybody anything about how blessed you are, because when you realize the true power of blessings, you'll never utter a word about it, but you'll come through some things instead of always having to look back. If you know He's brought you through before, then the next thing doesn't seem so hard. And I can testify tonight to say that there's been some things lately that has tried to cause me to suffer, tried to cause me to be low and in weakness. And the enemy has attempted to tempt me to try to bring silence to the mighty move of God that's trying to come to pass here. Now I want you to know that you just can't keep preaching on fire without feeling the heat. And there's going to be things you're going to have to face to be able to pay the price, to be able to stand. And no doubt in my heart's desire is to see this place take off and grow. But more than that, I want people to get help. I don't care if we have 5 people in attendance. If somebody finally lets go of drugs, that's where my heart is. But we'll never, 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 never be able to feel in the power and blessings of God until we realize that He's with us in the pit, and He's with us in prison. And even when the blessings began to come, He didn't let His pride rule His life. So I praise God for those that are on the mountain tonight. But how many of us know that Joseph showed mercy to those that sold him out? You can't just keep people off that persecute you. He said, bless those that would despitefully use you. The one trick of the devil that I've seen more than anything is that people aren't willing to let go of past times. So we're never able to come together in the present to be able to have a Holy Ghost move of God. You'll never feel the Holy Ghost in a church service unless you're separate and able to come together as one, until you let go of what you're going through and let go of what you have against somebody. You'll never feel the anointing like God wants you to. You'll feel a trickle of His glory. You'll feel a trickle of it. But you're not going to feel the fullness. Because the fullness comes by agreement. Hear that tonight. Write it down if you have to. The fullness of His Spirit only comes by agreement. Now, I can tell you time and time again, I've tried to pray, and we pray with 20, 30 people in the same room, but if our minds are not together, you'll feel it in your heart. And nobody needs to go home and talk about it amongst themselves. I'm going to talk about it right now. You'll feel it in your heart that somebody didn't come all the way through. And you're wondering, Lord, what it is can I do to be able to be better? But we're going to have to remember that we don't realize the fullness of His power until we're in full agreement. And you'll never agree with anybody. You'll never be satisfied with anything. You'll always be critical of everything going on. Never able to enjoy anything in a service. Never able to find any pleasure in what's going on. If you're still hanging on to things that God is trying to cut off from your life, you'll never feel any praise rise up. And you'll never be able to amen the preacher. You'll never be in a place where it feels good in your spirit. You'll never be able to praise somebody through, because we've got to cut off that which is hurting us and afflicting us. We've got to. We have got to learn to say no. You've heard those anti-drug campaigns where they say, just say no. You don't have to say yes to every comfort that tries to come by to bring you comfort. Word of God says that the enemy will come like a wolf in sheep's clothing. Something harsh wrapped in something comfortable or what appears to be innocent. So temptation comes innocent to you, but inside of its intent is rooted to pull you away to destruction. So tonight, remember this as we close. And I'll ask somebody to get just one song tonight. I want to make sure that we all have an opportunity to come if you need to. But in the pit and in prison and even in a time of high favor and high blessings, God is still with us. So I'm going to not preach anymore on today. I'm going to talk about tomorrow. When you get up in the morning, the very first sign of temptation in your weakness, that's the moment when God's looking for what decision you're going to make. It would be very easy to push it to the side and say, I'll pray later. It's very easy to push it to the side and say, well, I've got other things to do. But the longer that we wait in our time of weakness, we're missing opportunities to not only be blessed, as Joseph was, no matter where he went, but ultimately what Joseph was really called to do, to bless others. He gave them amounts and monies and riches that they didn't deserve. And how many of us know that through the sufferings of Christ, we receive the greatest gift that we didn't deserve? We receive mercy that we didn't deserve. Had a second chance. Oh, I feel the Lord. I got a second chance I didn't deserve. I didn't deserve it, but I got it anyway. Oh, and I praise Him for it. I praise Him for another chance. That may not mean much to you, but you didn't walk those steps. That's all I know to tell you. And if you look back at where God has brought you through, people may not understand the way that you praise God. They may not understand the dream that you have. They may not understand the code of favor. And how many of us know that the enemy is after, not your singing, not the preaching, he's after your anointing. He wants to consume the very fiber of you that's going to stand up when it's hard. And woe unto anybody that would touch God's anointing. I don't want to be in the bunch that ever presses anybody down to feel like they can't obey the Lord. I want every preacher that's got the zeal and the desire to preach. And I want every singer that's in this place to sing a song. Hallelujah. I don't care if we sing 250 songs. If it's in His anointing and you're witnessing to somebody, sing on. One day that's all we're going to do anyway. We're just going to be singing the praises of God and worshiping. And I'm looking forward to it. Woe unto anybody that'll touch that. It's a hard thing, the way of a transgressor. It's a hard thing for us to try to give in and then expect blessings to come. We have got to realize that if you have a feeling of separation, you're going to feel like a stranger when you go places or in conversation. You're not going to feel like that you're a part of things anymore. God will move you out of it. Go ahead and stand with us. And as they go ahead and sing, we want to open up the altar and extend an invitation for anybody that needs help in prison, that needs help in the pit. And hear this tonight. It wasn't so much about where he was that counted. He could have been in the very core of the earth, but it was him knowing that God was with him. When you realize that, you'll come and give all of your cares to God and make your life new. Is that you tonight as they sing?